I wasn't really worried about what position I finished. It was more a case of just getting out there, seeing if I could last the distance for the 15. Well, I ended up being 14 laps. Bit nervous, or very, very nervous at the start, should I say, especially with the circuit being very damp on the entry to Park Corner and the Gooseneck. But they gave us an extra sighting lap and then reduced the race distance by one lap, and the track dried out very quickly. And I just got into rhythm. I was very fast. I mean, lap times were good, actually. I was very close to my qualifying time, and was happy the way the race was going. You know, I was very fast in some areas, but very slow in others, where I was struggling to get the bike from side to side through being a little bit unfit.
And I suppose for your first race back, that's only to be expected.
Yeah, it's probably the happiest I've ever been finishing in that position, you know. But it's like getting a pack of bricks off your shoulders, you know, after coming back from a big injury like that. It's just nice to get a race finished, done, out the way. Quite good lap times, and just a little bit more relaxed, ready for the next race at Croft.
And up at the front, Richard Cooper winning the race, a new lap record as well. The series has really come on in leaps and bounds this year, so it's always going to be difficult to come back and be instantly on the pace, but you were there or thereabouts, and you weren't too bad.
Yeah, for sure. I was within half a second, you know, of the front row in qualifying, which I was very, very happy with. And, you know, I was never going to rule the world this weekend because my body's just not up to it at the moment. You know, I'm not bike fit, so I get very tired after kind of five laps. But yeah, for sure, the guys have been on the pace all year, and lap records have been going at every circuit. And for sure, it's all the rest of the guys have been on the pace all season. I've missed half of it, but fair play to them. They're going to keep pushing until the last round without doubt.
And the most important thing, just to reiterate it, Steve Plater is back.
Yeah, back and back smiling.